Thought Bubble Audio.
And five, six, seven, eight.
You've done that before.
I know. It gets me in the mood. I know.
Okay.
Look, up in the sky.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And Frank is drinking what today, Frank?
I am drinking Samuel Adams Oktoberfest, the seasonal brew.
Oh, that's fabulous, for yeah. I am drinking Oktoberfest Adam Samuel.
Oh, but I'm actually drinking Paul Revere's Oktoberfest.
Oh.
But it's yeah, they just...
It seems that we are of two minds on the same subject, Frank. Hmm. It's interesting.
Indeed it does.
In fact, I declare this to be a civil war between us. Indeed. I know. You didn't see that coming, did
on
you?
Guard.
Ah, I'll, let me get my Captain America shield off the wall. Let
okay, wait, no, you gotta register before you can use that.
Yeah, no, but... I don't want to register.
But you must.
But I must not.
But you must, good sir. But
I'm not going to.
Okay.
I will jump out that window.
Okay.
Fighting well, people on my way.
Okay. No, I'm just backing down. That's
okay,
it. It's
that's
over.
That's it. It's over. Yeah, just, and over. Done. And as you could probably tell, Frank and I did not write the seminal Marvel event known as Civil War. However, Mark Millar.
It would have been pretty cool
did,
if we did, though, right?
If we did, it would have been about.
That was a pretty cool.
Would have been about three pages, and yeah. nobody would have died.
And no one would have read it.
And nobody would have read it. Our moms would have read it.
No.
Mom, the meatloaf. All right. Oh, no, she's not here. She's picking it up at the store. So, anyway, so Marvel Civil War. Mark Millar wrote it. Steve McNiven drew it. Dexter Vines inked it. It's all great things. So came out anyway. If you don't know, it came out in 2006, 2007. It was a very big deal at the time. Still kind of is a big deal. And so Frank
yeah,
and I decided to go back and reread it in lieu of Marvel announcing.
In light of.
There it is. I was like, I knew it wasn't right. in light of Marvel announcing that the next Captain America movie. Will be Civil War.
Yes.
Iron Man versus Captain America.
Yes.
Yes. And we know that this was actually announced quite a while ago, but you know what? Mm-hmm. We're busy people. It took a long time to read this.
Yeah. Exactly. But we knew we wanted to do it, and mm-hmm. so here we are.
Yep. So here we are. We're going to talk about it?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Now that I've taken a sip of my beer.
You're good.
All right. So, Frank, you were new to this, right?
Correct. So in 2006, when this came out, I was... right on the verge of becoming a comic book fan, but I had not yet delved into this world. And
like a virgin.
Yes. Yes.
Read for the very first time.
For the very first time. So anyway.
Comic book virgin.
Yeah. Anyway. So I am, as we've discussed in past episodes, more of a DC guy than a Marvel guy. So when I...
I'm sorry, have you ever seen the YouTube videos, I Am Marvel and I Am a DC?
Yes.
Yeah,
you showed me many years ago when we first became friends. Actually.
I have not seen those in a
long
while,
time.
But I need to watch
them. I Am a Marvel and I'm
a
DC.
DC.
yeah, but yeah, those are actually very good. But yeah, I hadn't read it, it was one of those things that was on my list that I needed to read. Mm-hmm. And what with these films coming out in the next couple of years, it just seemed like, hey, let's do that now. Let's talk about it on the show.
Yep.
So here we are.
Here we are talking about it. All right. So you came at it fresh. I was just into reading comics when this started.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I was in that stage of comic reading where you pick up all the tie-ins.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, what if there's something that's important
yeah,
that
exactly.
I'm missing? Civil War. Under the streets, the story of Eddie the Thug, you know, like, what if that's important? What if it's important?
Right.
So, So I read them all.
And then you're justifying it to yourself and you're like, no, but I feel like I understand it so much better because I...
Because you know, of all the reading that
because
I did.
Because I read Final Crisis Aftermath Dance. Now right. I now really I know what happened.
Now I really know.
In that club.
That was so stupid.
With Most Excellent Superbad.
That I did read that, actually.
So did I.
Because I was still now in that stage. Yep. Because I wanted to understand Final Crisis. That's a story for another day. It's a really short story. I didn't get it. I actually have reread it.
Don't
I,
you get
I
it?
Do,
Evil
I
One.
Do get? Oh, I get it now. God, spoilers. Anyway, definitely spoilers for Civil War. So if you don't want it to be ruined in any particular way or fashion,
Now's the time.
Now's the time to
read it and then come back.
Chances are the Marvel film. Is not even chances are the Marvel film is going to be different than the book.
Yeah, it's going to be a retelling, a readaptation. Yeah. It's not going to be a straight up adaptation of this.
I think the crux of the story will be the same, like the very minuscule parts, but even just all the main characters involved Marvel doesn't have. So
right.
Those have to change. There's even some like where important stuff happens or important set pieces don't exist in the Marvel universe right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, or because they belong to Fox or something like that.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah. And the End Zone plays a huge part in the story.
Yep.
And that's not Marvel's now. That's Fox's.
Mm-hmm.
So
sad story.
It is a sad story. So,
Spider-Man obviously too. Sony.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Major. Another huge part, but, anyway, all that aside, I was reading all of it. So when I went back and reread this now, I was like, oh, it kind of like I forgot how much it kind of like skips parts, because I felt like this was an event where, particularly when Spider-Man betrays Iron Man, and all of a sudden they're like, because once minute you see Spider-Man and he's like, yeah, blah, 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 I'm Peter Parker, so on and so forth. And then the, like, next book or the book after that, he's like, screw you, Tony, and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, where did that happen?
Yeah.
It happened in another book.
In Italians.
It happened in a tie-in. And so, like, you can fill in the pieces, but you really are missing a significant part of it. Not saying every tie-in was important.
Sure.
But you are missing a significant part of it. Even time feels a little odd in it.
Mm.
Someone was like, what do you think we were doing for all those months? This feels like a day.
Yeah, like, it does feel really. And I guess, it's that is probably as much a symptom of not reading the tie-ins as it is just reading it in trade as opposed to reading it in single issues.
You assume that it takes place over the 7 months that this
that
book
it took,
took
to
place.
Come out.
Yeah. Well, because every book was Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 7 months, everyone was in Civil War. Yeah. And
it
so,
took over the whole universe.
It did. It took over everything. And so you're right. I think that's a symptom of binge reading. It's of graphic novel reading.
That's right.
Yep. It's all together. So it doesn't, time is lost.
Yep.
I guess.
Yep.
What did you think of it? Because you had never read it before.
I'd never read it before. I did have a basic understanding of what the story was, just because it's been 8 years since it came out. So I knew that it was basically, lines are drawn, different allegiances are created, where one side of the superhero community agrees to register with the government and basically become government employees, and the other side refuses. And they end up fighting it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that much I knew. But I did enjoy it. I really did. I found it to be a... I had to remind myself this is pre-Marvel Cinematic Universe, pre-Iron Man movie coming out by a couple of years.
Yeah, it started 2 years before it came out.
Right. So that was... interesting to think that this is, this is before Iron Man was the popular character that he is now, and he was kind of considered a B character at the time.
Yeah, a little bit. He was not on the level of Spider-Man or the X-Men.
Right,
or,
right.
In some ways, even Captain America.
I was going to say Cap too. Yeah.
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 In some ways.
I mean, let's put it this way. He was not a household name the way.
No, he wasn't. Not until those movies came out
was
he a household
name. To comic book readers, obviously, he was as big as... as those other characters we just mentioned, because he was just part of the universe.
That's right. Yeah, he had his own books since the 60s. Exactly. Yeah, so.
Exactly. But to the outside world, I think 60s.
Yeah, I guessed myself. But anyway,
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Vietnam. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. So I found it interesting to see, like, this is, you know, this is like a different era. It's only 8 years ago, but it feels like a different era.
Yeah, I know. I thought the same thing. Even seeing them all in their classic costumes.
Yeah.
Which a lot of them, they're so different now.
Yeah.
That. Because, I mean, Iron Man is really the only one that costume ever really got updated.
True.
That's, like, part of the history of the character. But everybody else has been
pretty much
the same.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. With, you know, like, McFarlane with Spider-Man, like, there's the, you know.
There's differences. But Spider-Man's always red and blue with webs.
Exactly.
Like, and the costume has the same structure.
Exactly.
Cap's always has the same structure. Sometimes it looks like he has more chainmail up top. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
You know, the mask might look more textured, whatever else, but it's not.
Those minor differences aside, it's not a whole redesign. Yeah, no, you're right. Iron Man was really the only one that, like, went from being that giant, like, clunky, mm-hmm. you know, robot thing to being this, like, sleek, like.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not even really sleek in this one, because he's definitely sleeker than Mach 1.
Yeah.
But this one, it feels like pieces. And actually, you can see the influence of this era's armor on the Iron Man movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
you look at
this one and you're like, Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There it is.
Yep.
It's staring there. Right at you.
Yep.
Which is cool. So that's interesting. On my reread of this, I didn't like it as much as I actually had a very different perspective on this. Actually, I think I didn't like it as much because I could feel the tie in. It's almost like producer meddling in movies.
Oh,
like
I
could feel the tie in, you know what I mean? And that's the part where, like, I would have liked it. It would have felt a little bit more classic if it was just contained in here instead of having it stretched out everywhere.
Got it. So you felt like you could see, like, oh, this is where they're going to spin it off into that tie-in that I read 8 years ago.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how I felt.
Interesting.
And I just thought, because of that, like, if I wasn't reading Spider-Man or Fantastic Four or anything, like, then it just felt like it lost something. What I mean? Like, Spider-Man's motivations all of a sudden become a little muddled. The breakdown of the Fantastic Family is a little muddled, or, you know, stuff like that.
Got it.
Just did not, maybe every character didn't get their due the same way.
Okay.
But when you finished the book, when you were reading, who'd you side with?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know who I side with. I was kind of on Cap's side, where I was like, yeah, no way. No way. They should not. And, like, when Peter Parker reveals his identity, I was like, what? This is... And actually, I knew that was going to happen, but reading it...
That was a big deal. I remember. Like, oh, I remember that. Like, it blew everyone.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember when that happened.
And has since been retconned, so it has not happened.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. Yeah.
Sure. That's a different discussion. But yeah, So I knew that, but yeah, I was a little surprised. I didn't think Peter Parker would go that way. I didn't think Spider-Man would go that way. Mm-hmm. Or I wouldn't think that if I hadn't known it, because it was all over the news in 2006.
Right.
I think I side slightly more with Cap, but I definitely see Tony's side.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because when I first read it, I was all on Cap's side. Mm. You know, no, that's wrong. They're doing this and doing this and doing this and doing this. And then by the end of reading this book, I was like, no, I'm on Tony's side.
Mm. Like, oh, so you completely switched.
Yeah, I totally switched sides, which surprised even me, because when I was reading it, I was still on Cap's side.
Yeah.
But then at the end, when Cap looks around and sees the devastation that they caused themselves, like, this is exactly the point.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing this so this doesn't happen.
Right.
And, like, that was the point. I was like, yeah, no, I'm on Tony's side. I totally get why this was a good idea. Now, I also have the gift of foresight in the Marvel Universe,
sure.
in which, you know, I have seen these events unfurl in the future,
right?
You know, with Siege and Secret Invasion and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see what comes of the government meddling, and it's exactly what Cap says.
Right.
The government is going to dictate who we say is the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not
right.
That's
what happens. Yeah.
That's not right. Which I thought was an interesting point, because who's to say that they're, like, I get that, like, they're unpolitical, so they have an unbiased view, but who's really to say that they have like a better judgment of who's the good guy and who's the bad guy?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if they decide that if they decide S.H.I.E.L.D. is the bad guy one day because they don't like Maria Hill and the government is becoming Two Brother Eye or any of this thing, like they're like, oh, we clearly have to take them down. Like, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
like
totally.
So like, totally. So like thinking of it like that, and especially in the world that we live in now, I mean, even more so when this was written, than in like the height of terrorism attacks and fear, you know, was, you know, color this and color that and all that stuff.
Yep.
At the end of reading this, I was like, no, I would feel uncomfortable living in a world where they were just free to run around.
Realistically.
Almost Man of Steel-ish.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like uncomfortable in a world where a supervillains or super beings can just punch each other through buildings and buildings and buildings and watch them crumble around you.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not... It's funny because I always think when you know, when you're a kid and you're like, yeah, and he flew into the skyscraper and like, boom, blah, all this stuff. And my first thought when I see that happen now is like, who's paying for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who,
it's
like,
this is a major national tragedy.
Yeah.
Happening
this
right
is
here.
A lot of flowers.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of candle vigils. Like, yes. We don't have enough candles for this kind of tragedy on a weekly basis because there's always something.
Right.
And so that's in a world in which there's devastation. All the time. Where do you draw the? Where's the line?
Where do you draw the line?
In the sand.
In the sand, sand, sand.
At 2.99.
Hold the line at 2.99.
Yeah.
Oh, 2011 jokes.
So that's kind of where I ended up. Yeah, that's where I ended up with it.
I mean, in real life, if it was real life, then yes, I think I'd be on Tony's side. I'd be like, no, I want them to be registered. I want it to be like a total, like an official government operation, and like know that you know,
yeah,
there's some oversight there and like that
all
kind of
that
thing.
Stuff.
But in this, you know, reading it as a fantasy, I'm like, no. If I was Captain America, if I was a superhero, I'd be like, no, like screw. I don't trust the government to, you know, protect me.
Right.
You know.
And the other point in my brain for that was it defeats the purpose of the selfless superhero if they're getting paid and a government operative.
Yes. Yes.
It's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to go out there and save as many people as possible all the time selflessly.
Yes.
You know, no agenda of your own besides the need to protect other people.
Right.
Regardless of your selfless reason for going out there and to begin with.
It's like selling out.
Yeah,
it's like your favorite band selling out, right? It's like, no, I like them better when they were just making music because they loved making music.
Yeah, instead of forcing it onto my iPhone whenever they feel that it's necessary.
Ooh,
I know, I went there. The album's actually pretty good.
It is good.
I know.
Best album in a few years.
I know. And I got it for free.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
2014 jokes.
oh, Bono.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that is a bit what it's like. It's like when your favorite band sells out, or, you know, your favorite like sort of indie author like gets really popular and starts writing for the masses instead of just writing what they like to write.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. That is kind of what it's like.
Yeah, it's just what it feels like. So at the end of this book, I felt really depressed.
Okay. I kind of made a joke about it earlier. But like, it felt like Cap just like gave up really easily. And now his reasons were good because like, well, wait, people are dying and people are getting hurt and like, this is bad. We have to stop. That totally agree with. Mm-hmm. But it was also like, wait, 7 issues. And it just ends like, never mind. You guys are right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I was like, there has to be some more resolution to there has to
well,
be.
Well, there is, but
yeah, I know.
That's called
I know.
Another year of Marvel's comic
right.
storytelling.
Right.
But I mean, it's almost like, but you can see, this is where Steve McNiven rules, where he looks around, you can see, like, well, let me back, I'll say it a different way. Captain America is weeping.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you've seen Captain America sad, you've seen him defeated, you've seen him depressed, you've never seen him weep
right.
before. Like, he's full out like, oh my God, I was wrong. The toys are dying at the end of Toy Story 3. I'm weeping. Like,
oh God,
yeah. That's like with that level of devastation that he's at, where, you know, the man who's supposed to protect everybody has now caused possibly even more death of civilians, and where Tony is like, clear the civilians and all this and all that. And like, in your mind, he's almost the one that's like, where can I throw the monster into like what building can I throw the biggest monster into?
Yeah. Now,
You know, he's just a little bit more selfish that way. It's part of his character, and the roles are totally reversed. I remember when the story was coming out, and like it was announced that it was like they choose sides, but nobody knew what side, who was choosing what side.
Yep.
And everyone was always very clearly was like, Captain America's on the side of the government.
That's what Iron I would Man think too. Not. That's what you would think. That is what you would think.
It's what you would think. I'll be interested to see what happens in the movie with this, because I just watched a movie in which Cap is running from the government.
True.
And so am I going.
I didn't even think about it.
And
that
so am
way,
I
yeah.
going to watch another Cap movie where he's running from the government? Because I'm going to feel like I just saw that movie. You know what I mean? Granted, he's running from Hydra. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Hail Hydra. But April 2014 jokes. Yeah. Jokes across the ages.
Jokes. Guys got jokes.
Guys got jokes. So, yeah, I'll be curious to see where... I'll be curious to see where they take it in that direction. Now, of course, you've got character, like we talked about before, like Fantastic Four play a huge part.
Yes.
That, like, that's not going to wrap up in anything. Spider-Man plays a of huge course. Part. Even, like, She-Hulk, Daredevil.
Yep.
You know, they're just not in there. The Punisher plays an interesting role. I'll be curious if Punisher is just like, sup? Because Marvel has him now.
So, right, right.
I'll be curious if, like, his, like, random introduction into the Marvel Universe is Civil War. And everyone's like, hey, I kill people. I wear a skull on my chest.
I'll all right, yeah, let's move out. On.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, one of my favorite moments in this book is when one of my favorite moments in the book is when they're at the meeting and the supervillains show up and they're like, "Look, Iron Man's got villains helping him, so we only thought it was fair. We're here to help you."
Right.
And Castle just blows them away.
Yes.
And then Cap starts beating up on him. He's like, "Fight back! Why won't you fight?" And he's like, "Blake's like, not against you,
not again."
And then they're all like, oh my God, why didn't he fight back? And Spidey's like, same guy, different war. Mm. And I was like, that's a really great line.
That is.
I'm totally on Spider-Man's side. And then Cap, yes. The next panel is like, no, he's insane. And I was like, I definitely just got, oh shoot. Like it's all, I just got scolded by Cap like through the page. I was like, Spider-Man's totally right. Spider-Man is totally wrong.
Okay. All right. Well done, Mark Millar. Well done.
Well done.
Do you remember your experience reading it the first time?
I remember reading the first two issues, and I remember reading the first two, and I remember going, oh my God, we had it totally wrong. Like, we had the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, I remember reading that. I remember being blown away by McNiven's art because he was new on the scene.
Yeah.
And I remember looking around at a lot of these heroes and going, who the hell are all of you? Yes. Because I was still relatively new. And, like, you know, the big ones. I knew Cap, I knew Iron Man, I knew Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, X-Men.
Mm-hmm. You're like, who's this Thor guy? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, right. No, I knew Thor. Well, anyway, like, in this story, Thor is dead because Ragnarok has happened.
Right.
And then, so Thor is in this dead, in between dead space where he's not back yet, but they cloned Thor.
Right.
And so that was like, so like when everyone was like, oh my God, it's Thor. And I'm like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the deal, guys?
Yeah. I've been waiting for him to show up. Yeah. In two issues. Like, okay. Yeah. So that was like stuff like that. I remember being a little bit confusing to me, but there's a panel in page one where like everyone's standing around. And it's like, who are the Young Avengers?
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that. And
yeah.
I think that might have been maybe like Luke Cage, you know, like small. Oh no, I actually knew who Luke Cage was because I had a comic about the dangers of smoking, starring Spider-Man, his amazing friends, and Luke Cage. Yeah,
after school special style.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I probably still have a copy. Of
I'm
it,
sure you
actually,
do.
Behind, yeah, this wall actually, but I'm sure it's actually right behind here.
Oh,
if I just press.
So we have
button.
To break it down. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Please don't break it down.
What if we just open up Shakespeare's head over there? Will it just open up? The wall just open up. Just tilt it back.
Yes. Huh. Yeah. 1966 jokes. we weren't even alive for those.
In spirit, though.
In spirit. Well, I mean, we knew that I've been around through the ages knitting in my rocking That's chair, right. You know, costumes right. for next Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, October 24th. I'm going to stop.
Okay.
I could really keep going. And so, yeah, so there were moments like that that I was definitely confused. I was definitely confused about, like, who are these people? I'm not really sure. But now, looking back and reading, I'm like, I know all of them. I recognize every single one. Mm-hmm. And that is a comfort level in some way.
So is this the first time you've read it since the first time you read it?
Probably the third. I think I read it a couple years ago. Okay. But even before, like, I think the Young Avengers might have been, like, I think I was really only introduced to the Young Avengers, like, fully when I read Children's Crusade, which is only, like, a year or two old, okay. Which is a great read if you've never read it. It's the reintroduction of the Scarlet Witch into the Marvel Universe after her disappearance after M-Day.
Okay.
Which is awesome. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it across the board. I don't know if it's a book that if someone was like, I want to get into comic books, what should I read? I don't think I'd hand them this.
No, I don't think
I think it breaks down the point of the hero.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of characters that you, there's not enough character growth and development with people you might not recognize to like hop on board with.
Yeah, them. Exactly. It's not the best like jumping on point.
No, it's not a happy story.
No, it's not.
In any way. It doesn't start happy. It doesn't end happy. And so that's where I would like, I don't think I would ever give this book to somebody to be like, here, enjoy.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they were like, I want to read Civil War. I want, and right, I'm like, right. Then you know what opening yourself up to.
Right.
But I wouldn't do it before.
No, and I wouldn't do it to somebody. I wouldn't give it to somebody who's only seen the films.
No, and that
is
would
like,
be.
I want to read a Marvel comic that has all the Avengers in it. Like, this is not the place.
This
to start.
Is not the place for that. Yeah. And so, and that, it's actually tough because events are hard if you're not kind of, if you haven't kept up with everything that's going on. Although events have been really good about like catching you up quickly. Like in the Marvel Universe, this is what's been happening.
Right. They you always know? Have like the summary.
Yeah,
the
but this page, is before, like, this is before the summary page time.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like you're just thrown into it. And if you don't know who these people are, if you don't know who the New Warriors are or Namora or even Namor, like who's that guy?
Yeah.
You know, it could be like, it's easy to get lost.
Sure.
But as a Marvel fan, knowing who all these people are, it's quite a spectacular read. Because it still made me think, and it made me think in a different way than I did when I read it, you know, however many years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago. So that's quite spectacular. Props to Mark Millar. Props to Steve McNiven.
Steve McNiven, his art in this book is mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Beautiful art. All his stuff is mind-blowing. Old Man Logan is mind-blowing. Death of Wolverine was mind-blowing. I didn't care for... Did you read Nemesis?
No.
The thing that he did. But I liked it. It was hyper-violent, which wasn't my which wasn't my thing. And it wasn't inked and colored the same way. Hollowell and Vines. But it was. He's still a master of faces and body language. Is not just look at me walk down the street with my chest puffed out, and I will always walk like I'm holding buckets, you know, like you know that's and so
bouquet early 90s PBS jokes.
Early 90s jokes. And then so any final thoughts before we wrap up?
This is a great read. I would definitely recommend it to somebody who has read at least a little bit of stuff in the Marvel Universe. A fun read and a fun reread, I think.
I feel like blew through this.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like this is the kind of thing that you would enjoy rereading. And I think I will enjoy rereading.
Particularly
it.
As you get older, because then all of a sudden you start to like, you start to choose different sides. That's what I found was really interesting.
That's cool. Yeah.
Cause I was like, I was all Cap the first time I read this, and I like Cap more than Iron Man. And so the second time I was like, yeah, Captain America. But by the end, I was like, I really agree with Iron Man. My conscience is telling me that this is dangerous for them to be running around on their own. So,
interesting.
Yeah, it interesting. Was. I was very, very mind blown. I need to go reread Watchmen now. All right. So, the people can find us on. Yes. The iTunes.
They can
rate and review us.
That's correct.
That's cool. They can find us on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the @TheBeerGeeks.
@TheBeerWithGeeks. Yeah.
And they can find us on the Facebook.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. With the Beer with Geeks.
Yep, that's right.
And they can find us on Stitcher Radio.
right.
With the Beer with Geeks and all such things like that. And
Beer with Geeks at gmail.com.
They can. Yeah. If they look in the right place, they might even be able to find us in the liquor store.
That's the Well, I mean, how else are we gonna support this nasty habit we have?
By making our own.
Working on that. All right.
All right.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.